Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up here today, and we're going to have all the details of all your markets coming up when we come back right after this.
The OSU Wheat Improvement Team invests an average of 10 to 12 years developing each of the high-performing varieties for which the breeding program is known. Baker's Ann, for instance, named in honor of OSU's first cowgirl, Ann Hargis, recognizes the variety's outstanding baking and milling qualities. Then there's Skydance, a variety that's already used to make artisan flour for an out-of-state commercial baking operation. State wheat breeder and chair of the Oklahoma Wheat Improvement Team, Dr. Brett Carver, says his program's emphasis on milling and baking qualities not only helps the end user, it helps the producer, too.
It's a global world. You know, it's a global world of wheat production, and we compete globally. The only way we're going to be able to compete is compete on quality. You know, we have to compete on bushels on a local basis, no doubt about that. But to compete out in those world markets, it's going to be on the basis of quality. And so, you know, quality is right there with yield. In fact, it's a little bit higher priority.
To learn more about these and other OSU-derived wheat varieties, go to okwheat.org.
Well, firm gains developed following sluggish trade this morning, and the focus on outside market strength was helping to add increased underlying support to the entire complex today. Now, on the livestock, our live cattle futures were steady to higher throughout the day and did finish on the lower side here at the close today. Now, the support was seen in August futures as very limited activity held as traders attempted to exit the lightly traded and soon-to-expire complex. Other nearby contracts were showing much less direction, with prices steady to 5 cents higher at one point, but finishing significantly lower here at the close today. Now, the firm support seen this morning and outside trade helped to pull price levels away from session lows, but the inability to sustain buyer interest left the market generally weak. Active gains in the feeder cattle moved back into the feeder cattle trade midday, with outside market support helping to spark additional underlying interest throughout the entire complex. Now, the wheat trade was significantly lower, ended up about a half cent to a penny lower here today, but the late day gains from the overnight with cheaper world prices on the most recent rounds of tenders. The Kansas City-Chicago spread was about 79 cents, with back and forth trade continuing in the spread. The corn was flat to about 6 cents higher on the day today, with trade working to score a reversal as a September contract moved towards delivery with oversold conditions still in place. Weather should continue to remain a short-term non-issue, with continued cool weather the biggest concern at this point as we move towards September. Soybean trade also ended a bit higher here today, with trade holding the lower end of the range with two-sided trade throughout the day for the most part. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.